guys. Good morning, good morning, good morning. A great, big, awesome good morning to you, entrepreneurs, bosses. How are you doing? Boss ladies and boss men, welcome to Motivation Mornings. I am beyond excited to be here with you guys because it's just some amazing things that's going on, not just with my businesses, but with yours too. And I'm just excited to see it. I'm excited to see it and be a part of it. And welcome to Motivation Mornings. I am Shani Simon Godfrey, and I am on every Thursday with you guys just to get that fire burning again. But today, y'all know I love to give us things that's going to be practical that we can use every day for us to completely elevate our complete life, all of our all of the parts to our life, right? So this week I want to talk about burnout, because this year I've been long, and it's just 1 month gone already, and it feel like we are midway in the year already. So I really want to talk about burnout and how to make decisions while we're burnout and how to navigate through the burnout. You know, every so often I talk about burnout because it's common. It's something that happens a lot with business owners, with anybody. You in C-level management, you are a manager, you even an employee, you are going to be burnout. And we got to be careful about how we make these decisions when we are burnout. So first things first, when you feel like you don't even want to get up in the morning, you're excited about going to work, excited about your business, excited about whatever it is that you're doing. It could be marriage, children, whatever it is. And you feel like, I can't even be bothered with this today. And you feel that for 2-3 days, you are burned out. Because something that you're passionate about, that you're fired up about, when you're burned out, it seems like, I don't want this anymore. I can't do this anymore. It's not that you don't still love it. It's not that you don't still want to do it, but you're genuinely burned out. You're tired. All burnout means is I'm tired. I'm super, super tired. And that means you got to dial back. Don't completely throw in the towel. Don't completely quit, but you need to take time for yourself. So once you feel fatigued, severely fatigued, you're sleeping and you feel like, you know what, it's not doing anything for me, then you know it's time for you to dial back. You got to dial back, because burnout is creeping in. And if you don't take care of burnout turn into depression and anxiety. And you don't want to put yourself through that for anything. All right. So when you feeling that burnout factor, I'm burned out, I can't do this right now, it's too much, it's time for you to dial back. Dial back. Now, for myself personally, what I do, little tips that I do, is I'm going to get off social media. I do a lot of marketing, a lot of social media, a lot of everything online, a lot of networking. And when I feel like I'm genuinely burnt out, that means I'm tired. I don't even love my business no more. Like, get this away from me today. I don't want to see nobody, talk to nobody. Then I know I'm tired. When the phone ring and I feel agitated and aggravated, I know straight up I'm burnt out. So I'm going to turn the phone on, do not disturb. I'm going to put it down. Y'all, I have like multiple phones, but I have that one phone that's not connected to anything. I can call and I can text, and maybe I can check my bank account and my internet. That's it. It's pretty much stripped. So when I'm burned out, I put this main phones that I do everything I'm super connected with and super busy with, I put it up, and I take my other phone out, because now I'm working on me, working on recovering. If you like to do your nails, you like to go out for coffee, you like to read, you like to draw, you like to color, you just like to sit down and just listen to some inspirational podcasts, do that. And a big thing is, I always talk about, when we're burned out, that means we're depleted. We're giving everything and we're not putting some in as fast as we're giving it. It's like a car. We're driving the car and we're not putting gas in it. Sooner or later, it's going to do what? It's going to shut off, right? Our bodies is made up of systems. And our systems need time to recover and to rest like any other system. Just like a business system, if it don't work, we change it, we fix it, we upgrade it. Same thing. We got to eat right, we got to exercise. As busy people, we tend to just grab and go. Listen, I have meal prep, meal plan, all of that. And when I'm super busy, all of that go out the window. I didn't even look at my planner last week and this week. I'm like, okay, God, I got to step back. And I got to revamp me. Because if I don't stop this trend, I am going to be burned out. And y'all know I coach too. And I'm seeing a lot of I'm burned out. They're burned out. They feel frustrated, feel like they're not making progress. When you're burned out, you don't make decisions. you don't make decisions. Don't make big life-changing decisions when you are burned out, when you are super tired, you are super fatigued. You know what burns out feel like. You're super fatigued, you're super tired, your desire to do anything is not really there anymore. You just feel like, I need sleep, and you're sleeping and you feel like you're not rested because everything is on your mind. That's how you know that you're hitting that burnout factor. So what you're going to do is you're going to dial back. I already told you guys before, make a plan of everything that you do that make you happy. Because when you're burnout, sometimes you don't even realize that that's something that you used to love to do. Like reading. Some people don't read because they used to love to read. They got burnout. They stopped reading. They forgot that that was a passion of theirs. And you go to your what makes me happy list and you pick some things and you do that for a few days. Sometimes, depending on how burnout you are, you need to dial back for a week. That's why you automate your business. Because you can step away for a week and recover you. And the most important part is, if you pray, pray. Whatever you do, you run, run. I pray. Whatever you do that. And you do it for a week and you recover. When you start feeling like, yeah, I feel like myself again, then you can make those decisions. Because making a decision when you're burnout is like an angry man making a decision. An emotional decision. We don't make emotional decisions over here. It costs you your time, it costs you your money, and ultimately costs you your dreams, your life. It costs you too much. So we don't make emotional decisions. So if you're feeling a little emotional, don't make any life-changing decisions. Tell them, schedule them. Hey, let me get back to you next week. Let me get back to you next week. Let me get back to you next week. When you are completely rejuvenated and you're rested and you're great and you feel amazing, then you can think it all the way through. Because you could be turning down $1 million. Hey, you could be turning down millions making these emotional decisions. It could be customers. You're working with customers and clients. You're burned out. You're aggravated. You step to them the wrong way. Here we go again. Losing clients. Losing business. Now your business is taking a downward trend. Right? So every so often, guys, we have to stop. And we have to think about where we are. Assess where we are. If you're working day and night and you feel like you're not making any progress, maybe you are completely burned out and you don't even see the progress that you're making. So you have to measure your goals. I'm big on measuring it. How do you measure your goals? How do you measure your progress, your day-to-day? If you're measuring them, then you can see that, wow, I really did a lot today. I really did a lot yesterday, last week, last month, this year, even though it just got started. And with that being said, when you feel like you're not making any strides, you can kind of rebuke that voice. We're like, no, you're lying. I did all this. I'm making progress. And then dial back and take some rest. Y'all, it's going to be sweet and short today, but I really wanted to talk about burnout because I see it a lot. Like this year, I don't know what it is in the atmosphere this year, but it's a certain type of push. I'm excited about the push though, because y'all know I like to just, I like to grow. I like to see things move and change and elevate. But at the same time, I will work myself down to the ground. I will be up all day, all night working until I'm just like, right there saying, what's happening? And I don't want to be going through that. And I see a lot of y'all going through that. And I see y'all business doing so well. It's beautiful. It's amazing. I'm like, yeah, do it. And then y'all go missing for days and days and weeks and months and some people years. And I'm like, hold up. Your business was amazing. Get back on that horse. Get back to that passion. Let's do it. So you burn out. You're tired. You need some sleep. In a nutshell, you burn out. That means you're tired. You need some sleep. Step away for a few days. If you need a week or two, take it. No more than that. And do all the things that make you happy. Step away from the media, the marketing, the talking, the clients, the whatever it is. Step away from it. Get you some rest. Get you some food. Get you some word in you. Get you some inspirational motivation. Whoever you love to listen to them, just them. Because what I notice is a lot of people listen to a lot of different people and they feel like they're all over the place. There's so many different opinions and so many different voices and so many different facts. Don't do that. Find that one person that you just love to listen to that you know going to get you going. And you listen to them for that whole period of time. And it's going to do something to you. It's going to get you all excited about life again. It's going to get you excited about your passion again. Y'all know I love me some y'all so much. You guys can catch my podcast on ElevationRadioNetwork.com. Go to channels and click channel 1. And you can see all of the trainings that I do. Because y'all know I like to train with a passion. I like to teach with a passion. I don't like to just be all over the place. And every week, the thing I talk about flow with the week before. Because it got to be structured for me. I got to feel like I'm learning just a course or something. Can't be like all over the map. No, can't be that for me. So go to Elevation Radio Network, subscribe to the podcast, and y'all can get all of y'all business systems, how to's, motivation, inspiration, whatever y'all need. Trust me, y'all gonna get y'all some of that, because I'm on every single week, and I'm on for one purpose, and that's to get you to elevate, get you to fuel that passion, to build with passion, and to be intentional about what you're building. And I'm here every week just to see you grow and elevate. Y'all reach out to me. I'm like, I really want to hear from you. I want to network with you. I want to work with you. I want to be a part of what you got going on too. I love to support businesses. I love to support people in general. That's what I do. That's my passion. I am a media and branding coach. I do so much. Y'all visit me at shannysalmon.com or Legacy C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, firm.com. LegacyCSfirm.com, and talk to me, network to me, drop me comments, inbox. I'm here for you and to see you do what you do. That's why I'm here. So let's elevate together. Guys, I love you guys so much. And I will catch you next week on your timeline. Drop me a line in the comments. I love you guys. Bye, guys. I'll see y'all soon.